This is Ag Issues with Neil Roberts.
It's a lost tradition, the ability and want to process your own meat in the livestock field. And Jim, it's really getting harder to find, isn't it?
It's getting to be a real big issue because a lot of people, they remembered Grandpa had always processed his deer and that they had the special recipe that they used, and that's all they remember. And one of the things we see now is people want to get back to doing some of that stuff because it's getting harder and harder to find people that will process wild game or small amounts of as far as beef, pork, or whatever. And if they can do it themselves, they can kind of put whatever they want into as far as seasoning and whatever they want to make.
And Jim, I know it's one of your specialty areas, and we'll talk about that when we come back.
Keller Paving in Minot is hiring. These are excellent career positions allowing you to work 9 months and have 4 months off. If you like working outdoors, running equipment, or being part of a crew that builds something that will last, this is for you. Asphalt experience is a plus, but we're willing to train the right people. We're also looking for someone with leadership skills to become a foreman. Go to kellerpaving.net or apply in person in Minot. Keller Paving, building better roads together.
Belcourt, start your engines. The first ever Monster Truck Mayhem hits Skydancer Casino and Resort Friday and Saturday, June 12th and 13th. You don't want to miss Friday evening, Saturday matinee, and the pit party before. See some of the biggest, baddest monster trucks on the planet. Get your tickets at the gate. Monster Truck Mayhem at Sky Dancer Casino and Resort, June 12th and 13th. The ground is already shaking.
Talking processing meat today with Jim Hennessy. And Jim, it's a delicate process, and I know you teach classes on this stuff through the county and otherwise. Tell us more about that.
Usually every winter from about January till about the end of March, I will teach 6 to 8 different classes on processing. Anything from ham curing, making bacon, country sausage, summer sausage. We do brats and polishes. We'll also get into jerky and pepper sticks. But one of my favorites is probably processing dry aged. And when I'm talking dry aged, it sits in a dry aged chamber for 60 days and making hard salami and hard pepperoni. Those are my two favorite. But the other thing is it's nice to be able to teach the kids too. And I go into the high schools and teach there. I've also taught at the Williston State College to help them. And then we have some regional stuff to teach WOAG teachers on how to do that also. With this process, it teaches people how to put the quality back into it. I spent 6 years in meat industry. I think we can do it just as well, if not better.
Good stuff, Jim. And that concludes this edition. Until next time, I'm Neil Roberts.
You've been listening to Ag Issues, brought to you in part by Keller Paving in Minot, by Skydancer Casino and Resort, where the sky's the limit, and by Papa John's in Minot.